This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. Today we're going to be doing the match preview of the Arsenal game. Sam, with all the speculation going around with Tielemans going, maybe Fofana leaving for Chelsea, people are already writing us off at this match, and I've got a lot of optimism today for the game. And what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think you've got to go into the game with a lot of optimism as a Leicester fan. It's not the best circumstances to be a Leicester fan at the moment with all these rumours of all these great players that we've got, like Fofana, Tielemans, Casper's already gone, Maddison even. Not saying they will go, but they're all rumoured to go. So it's not really the most appeasing thing as a Leicester fan. But, you know, you've got to just take it on the chin a little bit and move on to the next game, which is Arsenal. They've definitely strengthened. I think they won every game in their pre-season.
Yeah.
And they won last weekend against... who'd they play? I can't remember. But they definitely
Palace.
Won. Palace, there you go. It was a good one. Palace were looking like they could be a decent team as well. So Arsenal... they're going to be tough ones. It's our first real tough game of the season. I mean, we played Brentford in our last game and we did a couple cock-ups and we ended up drawing the game after being 2-0 up. So, in my eyes, against Arsenal, you make any mistake and with the team they've got now, they're going to capitalise on it. And away from home, you know, we need to, you know, really put a shift in and not make a mistake and utilise what we have in the squad.
I think a few years back as well, we played Arsenal in the first away game of the season. I think the result was 3-2. We did lose, but at certain points we looked very good. And I think, even though a lot of fans are writing us off at the moment, I still think there is a chance to win there. And we've won it before, yes, that was obviously without all the fans there that year. But again, we've still got the chance to win there. And I'm never going to write us off to not win. But even a draw at Arsenal isn't the worst result.
Yeah, I think you can, you know, you want to our clubs. We're in that sweet spot now where it's like, you always think when you play the top six, you'd be lucky to get a point. And I think against every top six club, we can at least try and get a point now with the team we've got. And yes, if Fofana might be out or, you know, stuff like that. But if he's at the team on Saturdays, then I'm sure he'll play just as good as he did against Brentford. You know, he's still going to try in the shirt. He's having some level of professional mannerism, apart from social media, what he's doing and that kind of thing. But he's still playing good on the pitch for Leicester. So for his time being, he's here. I think he needs to put a shift in, so do all the players. And I think a little bit of criticism needs to go to Rodgers for this week. And I think he needs to take a little bit of the criticism, if not most of it, after the Brentford game. Because we saw him not utilise the tactics. And I think a club like Arsenal, with the new five sub rule, is really going to benefit them. If they're, you know, losing 1-0, 2-0, we saw Brentford, they really capitalised on changing the five players around. So I think Arsenal are going to have even more depth to do that and even more, you know, bring on this player, that player, change it to a different formation. So I think Rodgers needs to be careful of how other teams play and also of how we set up our away tactics as well.
I think when you said about the things that were maybe done wrong against the Brentford game, I think going into the team news and whatnot, like, there were certain areas of the pitch where you think we did well, very well. Like I say, we dominated the game for a lot of the game in that game. But someone like Vardy, he was so isolated up front. Maybe going into this game, because Barnes looks injured and doesn't look like he's going to be playing in the next few weeks, maybe you do stick that second striker up there from the beginning and maybe take one of the midfielders out, because I feel like when I saw the lineup on paper, it looked like we had one up front with about seven midfielders and then three defenders. It just didn't look right in anyone's team. And I think if we played a bit more centrally, like a lot of fans wanted, like just going through the middle to get the balls to Vardy and maybe even Daka, I think that would be the case. But what is your kind of thoughts on the lineup coming into this season?
This is all if, buts and maybes. We all know how stubborn Rodgers is. He'll see the games and be like, I picked up a point from the management. If in my eyes, I think he's going to play the exact same team on Saturday with the same players in the same positions. I don't think he's going to change it much. I think it's just how he is. I think he's just a stubborn manager and it's his way or no way. I don't think he's going to have a plan B. He didn't have a plan B against Brentford. I don't want to be critical against him because he has obviously done well at this club, but you know, things change. Yeah, he won his stuff in the past, but you know, we've got to move on as a club. And for me, he really needs to show this season what he can do, because I don't think he's going to have overly long in my eyes as a Leicester manager if stuff's not changing. Because I think it was all bitter after the game against Brentford, because yes, it was a point, but we were 2-0 up. We effectively dropped 2 points in the last half an hour, and against someone like Arsenal, if we don't have a different tactic to capitalise on, you know, how they're playing, like I say, if we play with wing backs and with all the midfielders, we need to play it through the middle, like you said. We kind of didn't do that against Brentford.
We just played wide, and that's what I mean. It's like you either play wingers and you play wide, or you do play kind of wing backs and use them as kind of wingers, but you like how, like Rodgers was saying in pre-season, he's trying to do it so...
Which their manager saw what we were doing, and yes, then he brought midfielders on, and then they scored 2 goals.
And that's where a lot of people, even I said about the Brentford game, a lot of people were saying that it was all Rodgers' fault, which I kind of see their points, but I think if Rodgers knew that team was there out and he had his best 11, then surely
it's
he probably would.
It's not just the best 11, it's about changing tactics. He saw that they brought on midfielders, so why do we bring off a midfielder for a striker? We're letting them run around the park, and inevitably they did go on to score the goals that they needed to get the point.
And again, you've got to think, it is the first game of the season. Yes, he's had pre-season to work it and change things, but again, it's only the first game
he's
of the season.
Yeah, he's got...
If he starts changing it from today, and he might have thought... And when he said the word fatigue about the players, maybe he's trying to get the blame off his own back and be like, okay, then I'll make things look better coming into the Arsenal game. And maybe he makes all 5 subs. You never know.
Well, only time will tell. I think one big talking point, obviously, going into this weekend is Tielemans. He's been heavily linked with Arsenal, but Rodgers did come out the other week and said there's not been a formal bid. I think a lot of fans think Arsenal are going to come in for a £15 to £20 million bid in the last week of deadline. This summer, because I think we'd rather let him go for you know, 20 million than nothing on free after a season. He clearly wants to move. I think if he stays at Leicester for another season, you might see more and more, you know, professionalism drop. We saw it last season since Christmas when the rumours were linked to go Arsenal. He's going to be, you know, he kind of lost his performance. He had a good game against Brentford, and no doubt he'll be in that starting 11 against Arsenal. So what do you think about Tielemans?
Before the pre-season started, I wouldn't have liked to see him in a Leicester kit again, because the way he played last season just didn't look interested. Then with all these rumours about Tielemans going to Arsenal, it pretty much was that close to going before the Arsenal signed a new midfielder and kind of took his role. I'll give him the chance, but if he doesn't give that 100% like a Dewsbury Hall does, or like even a Maddison does at times, he doesn't deserve to be in that squad. I think someone like Pratt, he played the whole last season in the 11th league. He's come back to prove himself. You've got Soumare, who didn't do the work too well last season, but in pre-season, again, it wasn't the best of games to play in pre-season, but he still performed, and for me, he deserves a shot in there. So if Yuri Tielemans doesn't get going and give 100% from the get-go, I think he will get dropped, to be honest, and even with Rodgers, I could see it happening.
Yeah, I agree. I think Rodgers is quite happy with the team that he plays. I think he's going to, in my eyes, I think he's always going to start Tielemans, regardless of the rumours going on. He does keep that level of professionalism about him still. He's not been off stroppy, a bit like Fofana has on social media and that. He has just kept it to himself, and he's doing, if he wants to go, fair be it. You know, he can go, of course he can. He's, you know, no player has to stay at one club forever. He clearly wants to move, and you can't argue that Arsenal are a bigger club than Leicester. They always have been, and they always probably will be, just because they've got the history behind them. They've got the, you know, the almost always top six. You know, they're one of the biggest clubs in England, in the world. It's a good club for him to go and join after Leicester. But I think this is part of the problem, where we need to keep our key players, because we're going to face Arsenal. And
you don't want to be losing players like that, and then they'll be the game changers to beating us.
The thing. We wanted to become a top six club, but if we're selling all these players like Fofana, Tielemans, and Kasper is fine, because, you know, he's inevitably was going to go. He's been here for 10 years, but Maddison even. It's like we need to keep hold of these key players, and I think against Arsenal it really show how much the levels have changed this season. Because last season, I think we were quite even with these clubs, especially the last few seasons when we got top five. We were saying we could easily get a point at Arsenal this week, or we can easily, you know, Arsenal come to us, we can easily pick up all 3 points. But this season, my management has changed. We've signed no players this season. Arsenal have definitely improved their squad. They've got the likes of Jesus, who's, you know, I think he's quite a class keeper, striker, and he's come in. He's done a well, you know, good job in pre-season. I don't think he's scored the other week, but he's one of those players that I think could put a few past us, and if we make a mistake, he would score a few goals. So I think we need to be careful with how we approach Arsenal, because obviously they're going to be a tough game, and I think they're probably one of the tougher opponents this season. But all of the top half, every club above us that finished high, 7th and above, West Ham, Arsenal, Spurs, Man City, Man United, they've all improved their squad, and we've obviously got a tough running in the next few games. We're playing a lot of those clubs.
But moving on then, from all this game, we're talking about predictions there. What are you thinking for this game? Because obviously, like you said, we've got to be careful with how we play against him, and we don't want to get counter-attacks and whatnot, but prediction then, who's going to score and the score line?
My heart says 2-1 Leicester. Realistically, I think it's going to be 2-0 Arsenal. But I'm going to say Leicester win. I'm going to say Leicester 2-1 win. Always got to be optimistic about it. You've got to try your best. I think it depends how we play again. We didn't play into Vardy's strengths, so it's hard for him to, you know, play to his best strengths. But I think 2-1 win, and I think Drisbill's going to open the scoreline again.
There you go. And I think for me, actually, now going back to that, Vardy, you're saying that he didn't use him to his advantage last game. It's Arsenal. You know he's going to score. Even if he gets a last-minute touch to get the goal, I think he will score. So I'm going to put that in my goal scorer. I'm going to go for a 3-2 again, I think. But we're going to be on the winning side, so I think we'll have to win 3-2. And I think, I'm going to put Vardy to score one. I'm going to put Yuri to score one. And then I'm going to put Evans to score one, even though I don't need to start. But, I think that'll be it. Anything else you want to talk about before we move?
One thing is, you guys are going down to the ground on Saturday. So it'll be interesting to see, because obviously when we watch it on telly, if it is on telly, or you listen to it on the radio, you can see the whole game. So you'll pick up on different details, like how that player's sitting there and what he's doing. So I think it's definitely interesting to see what you think after the game, and what your guys' views will be after the game, because you see the whole thing. Because we might see a 2-0 loss on telly or a 2-0 win on telly, but you guys might see, well, we didn't do that great, or we did great, even though it was 2-0 loss. So I think it's definitely a key thing to like point out. You guys are going to be there watching it, and you know, I think it'll be good. Don't forget to say hello to the crew as well if you see them around. I'm sure they'll say a quick hello.
Yeah, and obviously I'll probably try and get on to Jamie's show, because I'll that with the match review for the game. So hopefully I can get on there to actually tell my kind of thoughts for the game. Post that, obviously, the game going on. But hope you enjoyed. Make sure you comment on what you think the game will be, what the score will be, and make sure to subscribe. Cheers.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.